Lesson 3. True nature of insomnia. Let's begin by understanding what insomnia is. Well, there are many definitions out there. In this course, we'll use a specific one. It's important that we share the same understanding so that all future lessons make sense. What is insomnia? Everyone has sleepless nights from time to time, and that's absolutely understandable. This can happen due to various reasons. Stress about an upcoming event, jet lag, life crisis, health issues, parenthood, or simply because our mind is too active at night. The number of things that can disturb our peaceful nights is unlimited. However, not all sleep difficulties lead us to a place of struggle. What tends to create an ongoing problem is how we react to these sleep difficulties. One person may experience sleep disruption but doesn't fixate on it too much. They don't worry and obsess over it. Without this reaction, they often continue sleeping soundly after a while. Another person facing the same sleep disruption may unintentionally begin to ponder and worry about this experience. They begin to look for solutions to fix their sleep and avoid wakefulness. All this attention to the problem makes them more alert and awake, unfortunately. This leads to a vicious cycle. The more we worry about sleeplessness and try to control sleep, the more elusive it becomes. This is what distinguishes occasional sleeplessness from insomnia. Occasional sleeplessness is simply a sleep disruption for any given reason. For example, having a sleepless night due to a fever or sleeping in an unfamiliar place. Once that reason is resolved, for example, we recover from illness, or we adjust to it, like we get used to our new room, sleep returns naturally. Insomnia, however, adds an emotional layer. We begin to fear sleeplessness itself, and that fear keeps us awake. Here are some examples. Mary got a cold, and the fever made it difficult to sleep. Sleep disruption. Mary is afraid of not getting enough sleep and keeps struggling with it. Insomnia fear. Chris is a father of a newborn and has to get up several times at night. Sleep disruption. Chris is worried that not sleeping will cause him to lose his job and he cannot fall back asleep after being woken up at night. Insomnia fear. Susan sleeps in a hotel room near the airport. Loud planes keep waking her up. Sleep disruption. Susan dreads any trips because she is afraid she won't sleep there, and it makes her lose sleep even when she is at home. Insomnia fear. In other words, we can say that insomnia is about the way we feel, think, and act around sleep and wakefulness. When we are afraid of sleeplessness, we may experience the following. It's difficult to fall asleep in the first place. Waking up at night several times and not being able to go back to sleep. Waking up too early. Having very shallow sleep. Experiencing hypnic jerks and twitches. Having all-nighters. Being fatigued during the day and night. Constant sleep thoughts. Panic waves, etc. Insomnia can feel incredibly isolating. It may seem as if our sleep mechanism is broken. As if we've forgotten how to sleep. Or as if we are somehow failing at this basic human function. But here is the good news. Nothing is broken or forgotten, and none of it is our fault. Our sleep mechanism is perfectly intact, and soon we'll discover what really stands in the way and how to break free. In the sleep recovery community, we often say, "You are unique, but your insomnia isn't." Insomnia manifests in remarkably similar ways for most people, which means there is always hope and a real path to recovery. Let's explore this further in the next lesson.